This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Hazelcrest I&II Condominium Association, Appellant, Vizier 7520, Hazelcrest LLC, Respondent, decided June 3, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, 1 Hazelcrest I&II, number ED112810 Condominium Association, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, versus cause number 23SL AC2495601-7520 Hazelcrest LLC, Honorable Chastity Dylan Amelung, Respondent. Filed June 3, 2025, Introduction. Appellant Hazelcrest I&II Condominium Association appeals the Circuit Court's judgment setting aside the default judgment granted in appellant's favor and against Respondent 7520 Hazelcrest LLC. On appeal, appellant argues that the Circuit Court erred in setting aside the default judgment because Respondent failed to meet the requirements of Rules 74.05 and 74.06, under which it brought its motion. Because Respondent failed to prove good cause for setting aside the default judgment, the judgment of the Circuit Court is reversed. Background. In April 2023, Respondent acquired title to a property in Hazelwood Mo that is subject to the Declaration for Hazelcrest, Rita and Two Condominium, under which appellant is authorized to levy and recover assessments against the property. After Respondent failed to pay the two assessments approximating $2,400, appellant filed its petition on September 7, 2023, alleging breach of contract for unpaid assessments, unjust enrichment, and judicial foreclosure. The petition was served on Respondent's registered agent, Registered Agents, Inc., on September 29, 2023. Respondent failed to appear in court for a hearing on October 11, 2023, file a responsive pleading, or otherwise defend against the action. The Circuit Court subsequently entered its default judgment in favor of appellant and against respondent on October 24, 2023. On November 9, 2023, appellant filed a writ for real estate levy, seeking to sell the property and satisfy the default judgment with the proceeds, which was granted by the Circuit Court on December 26, 2023. After appellant recorded notice of levy on February 16, 2024, the Sheriff of St. Louis County scheduled the sale, and a written notice was sent to respondent's registered agent on March 15, 2024. The sale was conducted on April 29, 2024, and the property was sold for $38,000. On May 6, 2024, the Sheriff of St. Louis County issued a sheriff's deed to the buyer for title to the property. Also, on May 6, respondent filed its motion to set aside default judgment pursuant to Rule 74.06, an affidavit in support thereof. In the motion, respondent alleged that it only learned of the underlying lawsuit and the sale of the property on April 30th, 2024, because respondent's registered agent failed to inform respondent of the lawsuit after service occurred. On June 5th, 2024, the Circuit Court held a hearing on the motion to set aside, at which both parties appeared and presented arguments. The Circuit Court granted respondent's motion to set aside the default judgment on June 10, 2024. This appeal follows. Standard of review. Ordinarily, we review a circuit court's grant of a motion to set aside a default judgment for abuse of discretion. Brungard v. Riskies, Inkers, 240 SW3D 685, 686 Mobank, 2007. A three-circuit court abuses its discretion when the ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances and is so unreasonable and arbitrary that the ruling shocks the sense of justice and indicates a lack of careful, deliberate consideration. State v. Teeter, 665 SW3D 306, 318, Moed Bank, 2023. Because we favor trials on the merits, we afford circuit courts broad discretion to grant motions to set aside default judgments and only narrow discretion to deny them. Brungard, 240 SWW3D at 687. The general policy favoring disposition on the merits, however, must be carefully applied to the facts of each case in the interest of justice, for the law defends with equal vigor the integrity of the legal process and procedural rules, and thus does not sanction the disregard thereof. Extra Lease, LLC versus Pigeon Freight Services, Inc., 662 SW3D 309, 313, Mo Appert, ED 2023, quoting Sprung vs. Negwar Materials Inca, 775, SW2D 97, 100, Mo Bank 1989. Discussion appellant raises 4 points on appeal. In point I, appellant argues the circuit court erred in setting aside the default judgment because respondent did not present sufficient evidence to satisfy the good cause requirement under Rule 74.05D. In point two, appellant asserts that the circuit court erred in setting aside the default judgment because respondent did not present sufficient evidence proving that it filed its motion to set aside within a reasonable time as set forth within both Rules 74.05D and 74.06C. In point three, appellant alleges the circuit court error